Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. In another event taking place next week, the Eagles Gallery is being unveiled on Friday, October 16th at 1600 hours Central, or 4 p.m. if you will, at the Pier Regional Airport. Four pieces created by our next guest, John Mollison, will have a permanent home where they will tell the stories of four highly decorated South Dakota World War II veterans. Mollison is an artist, a writer, and a filmmaker who continues to do an excellent job of preserving history for future generations. And John, welcome back, and please accept our congratulations on the installation of your works.
I accept the congratulations, but it's a true team effort. The Pier Fort Pier Rotary, the Pier Airport, and really the Pier Fort Pier community, just supporting this kind of, just embracing of our history. It's a team effort.
Yeah, let's get into that. It's been a long time since I've actually been to the Pier Regional Airport. Maybe not as far back as North Central and Western Airlines service, but it's been quite a few years. Tell me, the terminal looks much different today. I wouldn't recognize it, would I?
I'm trying to figure out the day it was done, but it's been in the past, let's just say 5-6 years. But the Pier Airport is truly beautiful. It's wonderfully designed. And when we, in 2017, I put up one of my pieces commemorating a Fort Pier native, John Waldron, mm-hmm. the airplane he flew in the Battle of Midway. And when we put the artwork up, I really had to step back and go, what kind of frame do we put in this really cool building? So that's been part of the design, is how do we create a gallery that's going to match the elegance of this great regional airport? And it's neat. And when you get out there, you expect maybe, it wouldn't be as neat as what as you think small town Pier Airport. What's that going to be? It's beautiful.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they name the bridge between Pier and Fort Pier in honor of John Waldron?
Yep. It's cool. the Waldron Bridge.
Great.
And actually it's being replaced with a new Waldron Bridge, which I think will be going up in 2024, 2025.
Yeah, you and I both come from Pier, so we can reminisce a little bit. Go ahead and tease the event. Kind of give me some of the details on what's going to be taking place next Friday.
Well, the one thing I can tell you for sure is at 4 o'clock, we're going to be installing my four pieces, and they commemorate four incredible South Dakotans who were on the edge of history. The first one was a hell diver pilot, and which is a dive bomber pilot. Mm-hmm. His name is Curtis Cameron, and he was awarded the Navy Cross in 1945. It's the last week of World War II. And then another two pilots are the famous participated in the famous Doolittle raid, which was the audacious act of flying these medium bombers off an aircraft carrier. It was really the first punch back we gave to the enemy in World War II, the Japanese military. And South Dakota had two representatives on that Doolittle raid. Mm-hmm. And then the next airplane that we'll be installing is one, a favorite son of South Dakota, Harold Thune, who just passed this summer, right. But his F-6F Hellcat.
Are you still there, John?
Yeah, I'm still
okay.
Here.
Okay, yeah. We lost you for just a second
Oh, yeah.
Continuing about John Thune's Hellcat.
Yeah. This Hellcat is the one that he flew on the mission where he got four victories against the Japanese. Hmm. So it's a special airplane. It obviously is a favorite son of South Dakota, and Harold Thune left such a mark, especially in the community of Murdo, leadership as a coach and as a community pillar. But very few people until his later years really knew he was a bona fide war hero.
We have a lot of great fighter planes throughout U.S. military history. The Hellcat was one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, it's brutal. they call it the airplane that did everything just right. Mm. And the Hellcat is a I'm probably nerding out here a little bit too much for your listeners.
Feel free.
But the Hellcat went great. Thanks. At last, somebody. But no, the Hellcat is one of those remarkable feats of American engineering and business and planning all coming together. the Grumman Aircraft Corporation really designed an airplane to beat the enemy and get it done, manufactured inexpensively, and ended up having the highest victory ratio of any airplane in the Pacific.
Awesome. And I think there's one more piece we need to mention.
Well, it's one that I'm thinking about. If you're we're not going to be installing it. Are you talking about the Royce Williams story?
Oh, okay, not quite yet. I'm not there yet.
Oh,
let's talk about the involvement. You touched on it already. The Pier and Fort Pier Rotary Clubs, and really their dedication to history.
Yeah, well, I have to give a shout out to the club. You know, the Pier Fort Pier Rotary Club is exceptionally involved, and the president Ann Schwartz is doing a great job, but. As a group, their motto is, and by the way, I'm not a Rotarian, but their group is service above self. And the reason they embraced this project of the Eagles Gallery is because, you know, obviously it's a story of World War II. And when we think of World War II, we think about the sacrifice of so many people. But it's the story of South Dakotans who did this, who went up above and beyond the call of just their duty and achieved some sort of excellence. So when Rotary thinks about how do we give back to the community, these types of events, they just it's a natural fit. And I'm very grateful that they have embraced supporting this gallery.
Mm-hmm. Is there a future expansion space for the gallery then?
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. The vision really came about when we had a John Waldron event. We brought some World War II airplanes into the community, and the vision really happened. This was 2016, and we looked and we go, okay, if we put up more artwork of South Dakota aviators, how many pieces can we put into this facility, and can we do it well? We don't want it to look junky. Again, the architecture is so cool. How do we sustain this, so to speak? And I figure we can have probably four or five more pieces and then change them out periodically as well to bring in interest.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you, too, you just mentioned warbirds. Is there a warbird in the plans for next Friday?
Everybody's been asking that because word is there's going to be a P-51 flyby.
Whoa.
And yeah, it's, you know, the hard thing is, you know, look, I mean, my artwork, it's a dime a dozen. You start telling the stories of these great people and it becomes really valuable, but then you throw down the idea that we're actually going to have a P-51 Mustang buzz the field and people will just like, I mean, they'll book airplane tickets just to fly it. So, but we're thinking about that and it would be around 3:30. And that's all I can tell you. I really don't want to go above, you know, and have a bunch of people come out and be disappointed in if it doesn't show up. And these are World War II airplanes. They're number one, extraordinarily complicated, expensive to fly and maintain. But the other part of it is October 16th is the opening of hunting season, which means the airspace over Pier, Fort Pier, is going to be full of a lot of people coming in to you know, begin their hunting season, and we just really don't know if we're even going to be even able to get an airplane up, let alone service the ones that are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to me Thursday.
Okay. We shall keep our fingers crossed. So John, you're on a mission, albeit self-imposed, but on a mission nonetheless to preserve history through your art, your films, your stories.
Yep.
And I know you always have projects on the back burner. Let's maybe go to Royce Williams now.
Yeah, this was a story. Again, why does South Dakota generate so many wonderful people who rise to the occasion, who can serve and who can do their duty with excellence and then also not try to be a grandstander, you know, not try to be an influencer, just do their duty, do it well, and let that speak for itself. Well, South Dakota has another example. His name is Royce Williams, and he came from the town of Wilmot, and he distinguished himself in the Korean War. What he did was he flew a interdiction mission where he and another F-9F Panther pilot ended up engaging seven Russian-flown MiG-15s. Hmm. And his wingman ended up breaking off and being lost in this dogfight. And so it was a dogfight against one American versus seven extraordinarily highly trained Russian fighter pilots. And Royce shot down four, possibly two. But the other thing about it, the F-9F Panther was two-thirds the airplane the MiG was. So here's this lone guy against many, and he prevails. But that's not the whole story. The whole story is when Royce came back to the carrier, his airplane was damaged, and he was told to keep quiet about it, and he would not get any credit for his glory. And to Royce, that was fine. He was able to say, I did my duty, I did my service. You know, my superiors tell me to keep it quiet, and he did until the 90s when he finally told his wife. That, to me, is the kind of humility and yet the kind of service that I think needs to be promoted. So I'm drawing his airplane, and there's a growing effort to see that Royce gets awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yes. How common would it have been to receive orders like that after you return to your carrier or your base to not say anything about it after you've had such a successful mission?
Well, I have to tell you, I've been very fortunate to be around some pretty exceptional people, and I've heard that enough. I've met enough people that there is that kind of integrity out there that when you do something, and you know, it's a terrific or something that maybe would get somebody on the world stage today, and they were just told, we have reasons, you're not going to get the credit you deserve. Hmm. It's just going to be between us. There are people out there who can live like that. And I think that kind of example is one that we all need to follow. And we need to know that we can live like that. Yeah. Because we all know what it's like to live in a life where everybody feels like they have to get their 10 minutes of fame, where everybody needs their participant ribbon. And I look at stories like Royce Williams or some of the other ones I've heard, and I look, that's integrity, that's character. Do your job because it's the right thing to do versus it's going to make me $1 million.
Going back to the difference between the MiG-15 and the plane that Royce had flown, you said it was about two-thirds
F-9F.
The plane. Yeah, two-thirds the plane. Can you describe how he was maybe outgunned or how the maneuverability or airspeeds differed between these two planes?
Yeah, you know, we don't have enough time for me to get really, truly nerdy about these differences. But it's kind of like when you're flying an airplane and you're an excellent pilot, and all things being equal, the quality of your aircraft, its performance envelope, which is quite literally the things it can do or can't do, are the distinguishing factors. Well, Royce was somehow able to keep his cool and mastery flying this F-9F Panther, which was a decent airplane, but it was slower than the MiG. It didn't climb as fast as the MiG. And the MiG had heavier guns. And it's really a story about a guy who's taking lesser quality equipment and prevailing by wrenching every little bit that he could out of that Panther. It's one of those things that you often wonder if you have a high performance sports car. Mm-hmm. If I drove this car to its very limit, what could I do with it? Most people don't drive a car to its very limit. Royce Williams flew that Panther to its very limit and prevailed over a better equipped, highly trained enemy.
That's a good description.
And that tells you something about Royce. It doesn't tell you about the airplane. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. John, I'm told we're out of time here, so we're gonna end this now, but we want to remind everybody the Eagles Gallery opens 1 week from today, Friday, October 16th, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m., 1600 hours at the Pier Regional Airport, and I'm looking forward to hearing this next project develop. John, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Yep. John Mollison.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. John Mollison from Old Guys and Their Airplanes.